This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strike hard. Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, welcome back to our show, hour number two. We are going to have a guest in the third hour today. I forgot to mention that. His name is Jim Risoulas. He is a master swordsmith. It's kind of a personal indulgence on my part. I stumbled across this guy, and he's got a very interesting story to tell. And we're going to be talking about edged weapons and how they are made in the third hour. Meanwhile, interesting story that's starting to make the rounds. Last year, about this same time, there was a very spectacular photograph taken in Chicago of a building that was on fire, and the firefighters were trying to put the fire out, and the water was freezing against the side of the building and not running down, not putting out the fire. It made it a lot harder to put out the fire. Now we're getting a story from Indiana of this fire department that had extreme difficulty putting out a fire because the fire hydrants themselves were frozen solid. And unless they left their hoses running constantly, the hoses were freezing. And apparently the firefighters tweeted pictures of all of this stuff going on there about just this insane, intense cold. Now, a reminder for those of you living in the areas affected by the cold. If you do not want your pipes to rupture and freeze, you want to have all your faucets just dribbling a little tiny bit so the water keeps on running. That will actually retard the formation of ice, and if ice does form, it's got some place to expand to. So something you may want to look at, especially your outside faucets for your garden hoses and everything, just leave them running a little tiny trickle, and that will save your pipes from being ruptured. Now then, getting on to the economy, which is a major concern for everybody right now. The Senate did confirm Janet Yellen to be the first female chair of the Federal Reserve System. And she's already coming in. She's a backer of the massive bond purchases. In other words, under Yellen, the quantitative easing will continue. And of course, they don't really have a choice anymore, because that quantitative easing, this instant creation of 100 some odd billion dollars out of thin air every single month, half of it goes to Wall Street, the other half of it goes to buy treasury bonds to keep everything going. They can't stop it now. If they were to cut it off, every time they talk about tapering, the market just goes down. They can't stop it. They're now addicted to that instant money creation every single month, and Yellen is very much on board with that. Yellen, when she was in her hearings for leading to her confirmation, was out there describing people who have savings accounts in the bank as money hoarders. Now, she's not talking about the 1% who've got billions and billions of dollars stashed away in the Cayman Islands. She's talking about ordinary Americans like you. If you have a savings account, you're hoarding money. That's a bad thing. And they're already talking about, this is coming all the way down from the IMF. It's time to tax savings accounts or to have negative interest on your savings accounts. Good reason to take all your money out of the banks right now, convert a good portion of it into silver and gold. As long as these money junkies are manipulating the price of gold and silver down, now is the time for you to be buying. because they're coming to literally steal your money out of your bank account, and they're going to say, oh, this is legal. We have this law, and we have this guy in a funny-looking robe that we sign his paycheck, and he says it's legal for us to do that. And we know it's not. We have a financial system and a government that is surviving literally by theft from the American people. Yellen's going to continue that. Getting onto the issue of income inequality and the impact of the austerity budgets, nearly half of all U.S. public school children qualify as poor. Half. 48% of all U.S. public school children come from households deemed to be poor. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. That is life under fascism here. Now, a very interesting story. This was kind of a pat-on-the-back celebration where the Pentagon apparently last December made an announcement that the Marine Corps had gotten a clean audit of its budget, that none of the money was misplaced, none of it went missing. They had a clean budget. Why this is significant and why it probably did not get a lot of coverage in the corporate media, this is the first time it's ever happened in the nation's history that any branch of the military had been able to account for all the money given to it. Remember September 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11, Don Rumsfeld gets up there and said, well, we've misplaced another couple of $1 trillion. It was here yesterday. We don't know where it was. And by very great luck, that plane that crashed into the Pentagon, remember it flew all the way around and came in from the other side, crashed right into the offices of the bookkeepers trying to find where that money went. What an amazing coincidence. And if you think it's anything other than a coincidence, then you're one of those wild-eyed conspiracy theorists, and that makes you a potential terror suspect here. We're starting to see renewed interest in the corporate media. This is over at Global Research again, about what is being called the monkey business surrounding the repatriation of Germany's gold that was supposed to be stored at the New York Federal Reserve Bank, also the Bank of France, but we're talking about the New York Federal Reserve. And this article is saying it is very obvious, okay, what Germany was asking back was the gold that they deposited in the New York Federal Reserve 50 years ago. And for the Federal Reserve to say it will take 8 years to deliver means that this gold is not sitting in the vault where Germany was paying a storage fee for it to be held. It was mobilized and used and leased out years ago. And they're finally acknowledging that all of us terror suspect, potential terrorist conspiracy wackos that were saying the gold was not there, we were right. All along. We were right all along. Now, around the world, demand for gold is up, but somehow magically those prices stay rock bottom down. And again, as I said, this is a good time to buy silver and gold. You can go over to Republic Trading Group. They've got an ad on my website. They've got an ad on Republic Broadcasting. And get yourself some silver and gold. Just stick it away someplace safe to preserve your wealth, because that ink and paper stuff that the Federal Reserve is forcing you to use, to borrow at interest, it's based on the full faith and credit of the United States government, which means it is worthless at this point. China is still trying to reduce their exposure to U.S. debt. They're trying to find somebody who's dumb enough to buy these treasury bonds and unload it. Everybody's moving away from the dollar very slowly. They don't want to start a panic because that will crush the value of what they still hold on to. But it is definitely happening here. Now, there's a very alarming court decision that came down. This is on Blacklisted News. And it has to do with a memo that the Department of Justice wrote to assure all of the telephone and internet companies in the United States that if they cooperated with the NSA, they would be immune from prosecution under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. It was a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, activists are trying to get that memo. They filed a Freedom of Information Act request for that memo. Certainly, the privacy provisions do not come in, but the judge said, yeah, this is something the American people don't need to see. So we're seeing the court system start to delegitimize itself. by these very clear unconstitutional rulings, illegal rulings. The Freedom of Information Act is very specific. Only in the case of classified information or information that compromises the privacy of an individual. Those are the only exemptions. There is no grounds for them to withhold this memo, which basically tells us that, what we think is in the memo is exactly what's there. The government told these other companies, if you will help us spy on the people of the world, we will make sure you're never actually prosecuted because it's actually illegal for you to do that, but we're going to look the other way. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was trading some messages with Craig in our control room, and he shared a story with me that I'm going to mention here. Now, I spent my childhood in New England. I grew up with cold winters and how to deal with them. But the problem with this cold snap, it's reaching now into the deep south, and there are a lot of Americans who are now having to deal with these issues who've never had to deal with them before. And so we have this story about apparently some guy realized his faucets were frozen solid, and he decided to try and thaw them out using a blowtorch and managed to set fire to his house. Common core education at work. The reality is that once your faucet is frozen, it means the entire pipe full of water is frozen all the way back to wherever it connects to the main. And you're not going to be able to thaw it out. You're just going to have to let it sit, and hopefully it'll either burst or not burst, before the spring thaw. But you're not going to be able to thaw that out. And again, just if you're dealing with the possibility of that kind of cold near your home, just a little trickle on the faucets will save your burst pipes. One of the advantages, see, when I was a kid, copper wasn't an investment metal. It's what you made the plumbing out of. And copper was soft enough where if it froze in the winter, it would just stretch. But the iron pipes and the plastic pipes that are being used now, they don't. They'll fracture. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Just to expand a little bit on what you were just talking before the break about, let me turn your radio down here, that about the courts and delegitimizing themselves. And I don't know, I heard a statistic. There's two things that go into it, and I know you know both and have talked about them many times, but the first is, of course, all these judges, it's easy to find a judge who is subornable, who's mm-hmm. blackmailable, who, you know, if you have the NSA reading everybody's mail and everybody's family's mail, and it's easy to find somebody who they can threaten to put away their son or whatever, even if they're clean. The other one is, even with the, going back with the, Citizens United decision, and the unlimited ability of people to corporations and whatever to contribute to campaigns. About 90% of judges are elected, and it's easy to find judges who are A, willing to take the money, or B, willing to be blackmailed and able
to
be blackmailed.
Well, I don't think anybody's willing to be blackmailed. They get blackmailed, and again, we've got Bernie Sanders out there trying to put the NSA in the corner. Are they spying on members of Congress? And NSA's only response is members of Congress have the same protections as ordinary Americans, which means they have none. And if they're spying on members of Congress, they're spying on the judges. And we're basically looking at an intellocracy, and that is not what America is supposed to be. It's just like how East Germany was under the control of the Stasi more than anything else.
And, Michael, one of these NSA whistleblowers, one of the ones prior to Snowden, came out and said that he was reading Barack Obama's mail as a senator. Way back when. This is no big deal. So if Bernie Sanders is saying, are they reading them? Of course they are. We have already have whistleblower evidence that there is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been going on since the 1980s. And the lesson from that is the National Security Agency sees itself as above the law. They have not been complying with any of the privacy laws. They certainly have not been complying with the Fourth Amendment. And they're operating completely above the system. And that is absolutely not tolerable in a republic.
Well, Mike, they're, since they are indeed suborning the judges, as we're talking about, they're not operating above the law. They're operating the law. They are the law. And, you know, that's where we're at right now.
Well, they're definitely in a position of extreme power and influence, all of it covert. But it's becoming overt now, and more and more people are coming forward. There's more information coming from Ed Snowden and Glenn Greenwald. This is going to be some stuff about apparently how Israel is basically plugged into this NSA system. And they're getting all this raw intelligence, which means if the NSA is spying on Congress, and it's certainly, you know, it's true that they are, Israel is getting information about United States members of Congress' personal communications. And you just know AIPAC's going to be able to use that to get people like McCain and Graham, who were over there in Israel just, you know, trying to pressure Kerry to just go with what Netanyahu wanted.
And as a measure of their control, witness the Jane Harmon affair, they can pick and choose who they want to be to the Senate or the House Intelligence Committee chairman. I mean, so they can pick whoever they want and have been doing it.
It's completely corrupted. It's completely, completely corrupted. The current system is beyond salvation. I have been waiting patiently for 20 years for this government to realize that the American people are kind of onto what they're doing. Gave them a 20-year opportunity to say, all right, let's sort of pull back from all the craziness, and instead they got crazier and crazier. We're just going to have to wait until it collapses. And I'm absolutely convinced that left to itself, the U.S. federal government is going to collapse the way the Soviet Union did, probably be precipitated by a collapse of the Federal Reserve System, because at some point, printing more money isn't going to get them out of the problems they're in if everybody starts dumping dollars.
I absolutely agree with you.
Then we have to be ready to set up a new country that's going to work for the people, where there are certain aspects of our lives that are treated as public utilities, including the public currency, water, sewage, electricity. This whole idea of privatization is to get us to pay more for less. We see that every month with our electric bill.
I hear amen to that, Michael.
Okay.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Now, interesting story coming out of New York. This is being reported on ABC. Apparently, there have been major arrests of retired New York City police, fire department, even corrections officers involved with a massive disability fraud going back to 9/11. And the prosecutors are saying this cost taxpayers millions of dollars. These are apparently people who said they were so traumatized by 9/11, they were disabled. They got some psychiatrist to say they're disabled, and they went on disability pensions. And now they're saying it was all a fake. They were faking these psychiatric disorders because there is no actual scientific test where you can be plugged into a machine and the light goes red or green. It's always subjective. Oh, yes, you're suffering from post-trans, blah, 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 here, buy a pill. And apparently a lot of these guys who were on these disability pensions were found to be having other jobs. They were double dipping. They were getting their disability pension. They were out there working just fine, and they're all being arrested now. Now, getting back to the old NSA, nobody really likes the NSA. Apparently over in California, there are two senators, one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, who are introducing a bill that would exert the state's right to shut off the valve on the water supply going to one of the NSA data centers. Now, these data centers are not really energy efficient. They're not carbon neutral. They're basically just they're very resource intensive operations, and they use a lot of water for cooling their systems, and apparently they're not doing a lot of recycling. The water just comes out of the faucet, cools the machines, goes right down to the storm drain or the sewage drain. And now they're talking about exerting California's right to simply cut off the water. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sure these two California state senators are going to get those midnight phone calls, replaying their phone calls to Fifi's phone fantasies. But it's a nice idea. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Quintero, Indiana Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike Quintero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Quintero, Indiana Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it's just now being reported that right now, today, January 7th, half the United States, 50% of the United States, is now below freezing. And by the way, we got a little dusting of snow down there on the big island of Hawaii up by the observatories, which is actually not all that common because those observatories are up above the level of most clouds. And so the rain and snow tends to fall further down on the side of the mountain. We actually have a ski run on the Big Island. And you can go skiing in the morning and surfing in the afternoon. Almost makes it worth getting your crotch groped by TSA to come out here and visit. Alrighty, let's see. Now, longtime listeners and readers understand I have had my suspicions about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange right from the very beginning because of the strange way he was being promoted by the corporate media. Just 3 months after he registered his domain, Julian Assange was on the cover of Time and Newsweek as the go-to place for whistleblowers, and at the time he was getting this news coverage, he hadn't actually released anything of any significance. But he was the darling of the corporate media, and they were selling him, selling him, selling him, selling him. And we know that while some of WikiLeaks material has been embarrassing to the U.S. government, there are certain areas that WikiLeaks will not go into. They don't leak anything about Israel, for example. And I remember this strange circumstance where Assange was announcing a month ahead of time that there was going to be a damaging release about something or other, which you don't want to do because it makes you a target. If you get information that's important to get out, you just release it right then and there to avoid preemption. But he made a big deal about how he had information from inside Bank of America that was going to be absolutely scandalizing them. And then all of a sudden he said, oh, we're sorry, the data got lost, was on a hard drive that got destroyed, which means he got paid off. And so I have long suspected that WikiLeaks and Julian Assange are tied in with various intelligence agencies, and now that appears to have been confirmed with the revelation that Julian Assange's close friend and associate within WikiLeaks, Siggy Thordarson, was working for the FBI. Now, he has since left WikiLeaks, and if you talk to anybody in WikiLeaks about their connections to intelligence agencies, they get very rude and abrupt with you. But there it is. Siggy was playing a key role in the early development of WikiLeaks, and he was working for the FBI at the time. Now, it turns out there's a document that has surfaced, and it has to do with Fukushima and the United Nations IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, and a newspaper in Tokyo blew the whistle on this, that TEPCO and the IAEA and the government of Japan had an agreement to keep the severity of the disaster under wraps. They had an actual document saying, this is what we'll say, this is what we're not going to say. So you had the United Nations IAEA in there saying, yeah, those people don't need to know about how radioactive we're making the ocean. Now, apparently down in Baja, California, they just had a bit of a stir there because a very young whale with two heads just washed ashore. And I'm sure what we'll hear from the corporate media and the U.S. government, oh, they just had nothing to do with Fukushima radiation. These things just happen. Little radiation's good for you. Now, human-caused global warming, that is what you should be worried about. If you're a loyal, patriotic American, you will have your knickers in a twist over global warming, but pay no attention to all the strange mutations and sudden die-offs in sea life along the west coast of the United States. Hey, only those wacko conspiracy theorists, potential terrorists, pay attention to things like that. By the way, there's another story. This came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, where apparently a police officer, lady police officer, her lover and the lover's wife stole thousands of road crash victims' records from the police department computers and sold them to injury lawyers. And they made estimated £1 million on the deal. And this is another reason why we can all trust the government with our private data. We absolutely can do that here. Now, there's a very bizarre story coming out of Franklin County, North Carolina. And it has to do with the opening of a previously sealed room down in the basement of one of their buildings. And they found a treasure trove of antique documents going back to before the American Civil War. And realizing that this was of important historical significance, the people who found these documents contacted the local historical society about how they would preserve and analyze and catalog all these documents, and there was a huge volume of them. So the local historians, who were feeling they were in perhaps a little over their head, contacted the North Carolina Department of Archives asking for advice on proper preservation techniques and assessing the worth of the documents. The North Carolina Department of Archives then stepped in, halted all work on the documents, saying they were going to study the challenge and come up with next steps. And it sat for months and months and months and months and months until all of a sudden with police support, some government people came in and incinerated all the documents. Now, originally it was thought that it was the North Carolina Department of Archives. They're now denying it was them. So we don't know who it was. They had badges and buttons and all that other stuff, and they had police escort. They came in, they confiscated the documents, took them to the Cine incinerator, and burned them. Now, some of those old money families apparently have secrets to keep, because a lot of the wealthiest families in that area got their wealth back during the post-Civil War carpetbagger days, where their ancestors came down from the victorious Union and acquired vast tracts of land through methods that probably wouldn't stand much inspection. But obviously somebody somewhere thought there was something in these 160-year-old documents that was going to undermine their respect and their social standing, their respectability. And somebody pulled rank and literally torched these historically important documents. That's a crime against history when you do something like that. Now, over in Afghanistan, the Afghan Review Board is going to go ahead and release 88 detainees from Bagram. It's one of the many U.S. torture centers. And the U.S. government doesn't want them released because things were done to them far worse than waterboarding. And they were telling the Afghan government, just keep these people locked up. Nobody needs to see them. The public doesn't need to know. And the Afghan government, the puppet regime that we put in there, is straining at the leash. We've been seeing that with Hamid Karzai refusing to sign the new security agreement to allow U.S. troops to continue in Afghanistan. And now they're going to release these 88 detainees, and I hope some of them go to the world press and say, take a look at these scars. The Americans did this to me. We know that that kangaroo court set up for the prisoners in Guantanamo has declared that about half of them have committed no crime against the United States of America and ought to be released, and Obama is keeping them locked up. Same exact reason. Things were done to these people to get confessions far worse than waterboarding. Their bodies carry the scars. We know that because one who was released, Binyam Mohammed, went public showing the knife wounds on his body where sensitive parts of his anatomy were being sliced with razor blades to get him to confess to blowing up the Hindenburg or something silly like that here. Now, true to their word, as soon as John Kerry left Israel, Israel announced more settlements, illegal settlements, Jews-only settlements in the occupied West Bank, 272 new apartments, and they're out there in what are called isolated areas. They're not part of the block Israel expects to keep in a peace deal. They're putting them out into the areas that the Palestinians are hoping to keep in a peace deal. And so Israel's once again out there trying to rewrite the reality on the ground by putting up all these settlements. And once the settlements are there, oh, no, you can't. We can't tear these down. Or you're being an anti-Semite again here. Meanwhile, of course, Ehud Olmert is out there saying that only an idiot prime minister would not make peace with the Palestinians. The problem with that being that because of the pressure from McCain and Graham on John Kerry, the peace deal that is about to be offered by the U.S. government is very one-sided, and the Palestinians are not going to agree to it. It is designed to fail. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just getting word here that the temperature recorded at O'Hare Airport in Chicago at 7 a.m. this morning broke the existing record for cold weather. And we're talking a record that was set back in 1894. And we're just getting into January. And it looks to me like the rest of this month, and especially into February, we're not going to start pulling out of this if then till March or April. All these cold weather records and still earth. Oh, no, global warming creates cold weather. Really? Freedom is strength. War is peace. No, freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. I get these all mixed up. And freezing is cooling. All righty. Let's see. Going on back to the talking points here. Now, it's very obvious to observers that Israel has managed to compromise most of the governments of the world. Whatever Israel wants to do, the rest of the governments of the world just, oh yeah, absolutely, we got to support Israel. But the one thing Israel is not able to control anymore is public opinion at the grassroots level. And the boycott divestment movement is really taking off. And Israel's trying to take the gloves off and go after all these organizations that are saying, I support the boycott movement here, because that they can't control. When the entire world stand up and says, we're not going to buy anything anymore from Israel, certainly not that they're growing in Palestine and then labeling as being from Israel. The Israeli leaders, they're not afraid of any other government on earth, but they're afraid of ordinary people just saying, enough, we cannot in good moral conscience support what Israel is doing. It is an apartheid state, and we reject it just the same way we rejected South Africa when it was an apartheid state. Now, I got a nasty email the other day saying, you know, there's a United States law. It's illegal to boycott Israel. And they're right, but only to a point. There is a law that makes it a criminal offense for a company in the United States to boycott Israel. But it doesn't apply to individuals. And you don't even need to say I'm boycotting it. Just simply say, I don't like the product. I remember years ago when we lived on the other side of the island, we had a burglar alarm system that was just all kinds of problems. And one of the big problems is the only battery it would take was this special weird battery made in Israel. And it was supposed to last for 6 months, and they never did. They'd last 2 to 3 weeks, and this alarm would always go off in the middle of the night, waking me up, waking the neighbors up. I'd have to literally dismantle the alarm to shut the thing off. They're lousy, lousy, lousy batteries, and I will never buy a battery made in Israel again. Not because of a boycott, but because it's a crappy product. But Israel's leadership is very much afraid that the boycott movement is taking off. They can control the other governments of planet Earth. They've lost the ability to control public opinion around the world. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Glenn Greenwald has announced there are more revelations coming from the Edward Snowden NSA files, and these next set of documents are basically going to be focusing on Israel's secrets, their relationship with the National Security Agency, how much of the raw take they get on you, on me, on members of Congress, on American judges. You know what Israel's Mossad can do with that kind of information. And the NSA is just handing it to them. They're handing control of this nation over to a foreign government right before your very eyes. Meanwhile, over in Turkey, Erdogan's political opposition is making a big stink over the recent revelations that more weapons smuggling into Syria is continuing. And especially that one story where a truck was protected from inspection by the governor of Haiti, who then promptly fired every police officer who dared stand up and say, we have to inspect this truck. And my concern, again, is that Turkey is sending more chemical weapons into Syria for the rebels to use in an attempt to resell the framing of Assad. But right now, from his point of view, chemical weapons are the absolute last thing Assad would ever do. There's no motive for him to use that. That's why that last attempt last August fell apart. When Obama and Kerry were out there saying, Assad gassed his people in front of the UN weapons inspectors. Oh, really? Why would he do something that stupid? Erdogan has other problems because this corruption probe into his government is deepening. And now the government of Turkey is starting to fire police officers. 350 police officers have been fired for alleged misconduct by officials. And apparently the inquiry itself has become corrupted. And apparently the sons of three cabinet ministers are among the more than 50 who were arrested last month. And the government appears to be hitting back by sacking or reassigning hundreds of police and investigators. Remember when Nixon fired Archibald Cox, the special prosecutor? Didn't help the situation go away. Erdogan's doing exactly the same thing. Now then, last story before the top of the hour and our third hour guest. There's another story here about, this is out of Atlanta's CBS affiliate down there. There is a girl, 15-year-old, who got the Pandemrix flu vaccine and is now falling asleep up to 30 times a day. She is one of at least 100 people who have been damaged by this drug. Now, The common sense solution is, let's stop pumping that drug into our kids' arms. But that's not Big Pharma's answer. They've now come out with a new experimental wonder drug that will fight the narcolepsy, which this girl will be on for the rest of her life at a cost of about $20,000 per year. That's their solution. Every time they come out with a medication that causes an adverse reaction, that adverse reaction is seen as a new profit opportunity. It's one of the reasons why when you look at Americans, once they've fallen onto that prescription medicine treadmill, they never get off. And they'll have 12 bottles in their medicine cabinets, and half of those are to deal with the side effects caused by the other half. The vaccine lobby has gone on the attack regarding Jenny McCarthy. Now, Jenny McCarthy's son is autistic, and she runs a website and a charity in between her acting appearances. And now somebody is trying to start the rumor that Jenny McCarthy's son isn't really autistic. She just made it up to get attention. And Jenny McCarthy had to go public with the documentary evidence. Yes, her son is really autistic. And these corporations, they love to play dirty. They have no sense of moral or ethical code whatsoever. It's all about maximizing profit. Anything that gets those numbers up is good. Anything that lets the numbers go down is bad. That is their entire world view. Now, Colorado is getting ready to make it more difficult for parents to opt out of vaccinations for their children. Even as we hear about all these problems with vaccines, making these kids autistic, making them narcoleptic, outright dying from some of these shots, Colorado, firmly under the control of the pharmaceutical industries, is saying, you will let us stick your child with a needle. Now, my idea of a free society is I get to decide what medications I'll take and when, not you, the government. Colorado, obviously, I mean, and it's kind of weird because Colorado just legalized marijuana. They can't even keep it in the stores. Demand is so high, but they want to make sure that you're still giving your money to those pharmaceutical corporations. Interesting story. This came out of 12160. It's an interview with a very well-respected biomedical researcher. And you really need to read the interview because basically what he says confirms what we've been saying all along. The research funding coming out of these big pharmaceutical companies is not looking for a cure, because a drug that completely cures somebody is not profitable compared to a drug that has to be taken over and over and over again for the rest of the person's life. And we have here one of the top researchers, won all the awards, tremendous credibility, saying, yeah, that's the way the system is set up. The research money goes to finding treatments, not cures. When one of these big charities is out there saying, we're searching for the cure, and they've been saying that for 20 years because they're not really looking for a cure. They're looking for treatments because treatments make more money. Going to take a break here. Be back with our third hour guest, Jim Chrysoulas, after these words from Phyllis Schlafly and commercials.